Let us turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 6 to 12. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 6 to 12. And our title this morning is The Antichrist and His Revelation. The Antichrist and His Revelation. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 6 to 12. The Bible reads, "And you know what is restraining him now, so that he may be revealed in his time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains it will do so until he is out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will kill with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false, in order that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Amen. We continue looking at the signs of the end of the world, the signs of the second coming of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. Last Sunday, we began looking at the sign of the appearing of the Antichrist. We saw that the appearing of the Antichrist will precede the second coming of our dear Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Antichrist, who is the man of lawlessness, has to come before the end comes. We saw when he will come, what kind of man he will be, and how he will act. Today we are going to look at how he will come. We are also going to look at his defeat, his relation to Satan, and his followers. How will he come? The Antichrist, how will he come? In verse 3, the apostle says that the coming of the man of lawlessness will happen before the end comes. And in verses 6 and 7, he says that he hasn't yet come because there are things that restrain him. There are things that hold him back. There are things that prevent him to come. There are things that stop him. Let us read verse 6 and 7 and hear what the apostle says about the Antichrist. It says, "And you know what is restraining him now, so that he may be revealed in his time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains it will do so until he is out of the way." When Paul was writing this epistle, the man of lawlessness was still being held back, was still restrained, and he is still being held back even now. He is probably present in the mind of Satan. He is probably known by Satan, but he is not yet known to us. He hasn't yet been revealed to us. And he is not yet known to us because he hasn't yet come. He hasn't yet appeared upon the scene. Perhaps he's already born. He's already living in this world. But he hasn't yet revealed. He hasn't yet been revealed to us. He hasn't yet appeared upon the scene. And he hasn't yet come, he hasn't yet appeared upon the scene, because there are things that restrain him. The Apostle Paul says that there is something and someone who restrain him. In verse 6, Paul says, you know what is restraining him. The word what refers to a thing. And in verse 7 he says, only he who now restrains it will do so until he is out of the way. The pronoun he refers to a person. And the pronoun it refers to the coming, to the revelation of the man of lawlessness. It is therefore clear that the restrainer of the appearing of the Antichrist is both a thing and a person. But what is that thing that restrains the revelation of the man of lawlessness? What is it? And who is the person who holds back the Antichrist? The thing that restrains the appearing of the man of lawlessness is probably the power of well-ordered human rule. It is the rule of law. It is the principle of legality as opposed to that of lawlessness. And who is the person who restrains him? It is probably whoever enforces law and order in this world. It is those who make sure that there is justice and order in the world. What Paul is trying to say is that as long as there is law and order in the world, the man of lawlessness is not able to appear upon the scene. When law and order founded on justice are finally removed, the man of lawlessness will appear. When there is no longer law and order in this world, the man of lawlessness will be revealed. Verse 7 says that he who now restrains it will do so until he is out of the way. It means those who restrain the appearing of the Antichrist by enforcing law and order will restrain the appearing of the Antichrist until they are no more. Until they are not there anymore. And that is to be out of the way, to be out of the Antichrist's way. As the great apostasy makes progress, the basic structure of justice and order will slowly disappear in society. The number of lawless leaders and citizens will increase, and the number of law-abiding and orderly rulers and citizens will tremendously decrease. When the basic structure of justice disappears, when fake trials and fake confessions become the order of the day, you should know that the appearing of the Antichrist is at hand. And these things are becoming the order of the day. The rule of law is disappearing in this world. Lawlessness is becoming rampant. The spirit of lawlessness is dominating our societies today. Innocent people are being arrested arbitrarily, and they are condemned unjustly. We hear many testimonies from people who have been arrested or imprisoned or even assassinated for no apparent reason. We see people rioting anyhow. We see people looting and destroying both private and public infrastructures with impunity. We see security officers killing the people they are supposed to protect. Lawlessness is becoming the order of the day, and it is increasing day by day. Immoral and lawless leaders are being preferred over moral leaders. People choose immoral leaders today. They don't want moral leaders. They want those who will support them in their lawlessness. So lawlessness is increasing as the large number of professing Christians abandon the true Christian faith. And it shows us that the man of lawlessness is at hand. He will appear soon. Verse 8 says, "And then the lawless one will be revealed." What the apostle is trying to say here is that when the basic structure of law and order disappears, the man of sin, the man of lawlessness, will be revealed. He will appear upon the scene. It is law and order that stand on the way of the Antichrist. But when law and order are out of the way, the Antichrist will come. It means when the basic structure of justice and order is removed, when lawlessness becomes the order of the day, the Antichrist will come, because that is the environment that is conducive to him. That is the environment that is favorable to him. He will come in the period of rampant lawlessness because it will make his work easy. In the environment of lawlessness, he will do the will of Satan completely and in detail, because he will not face so much opposition. So that is what is restraining the man of lawlessness. It is the order and the law in the society. And when that is removed, the man of lawlessness will appear. My dear friend, everything is showing that the Antichrist will appear soon. Let us therefore prepare ourselves to face him. When he comes, he will not be loving and kind towards the people of God. He will inflict severe suffering on true believers. He will persecute you if you truly belong to Christ, because you will not accept to worship him. You will not follow him. You will not submit to him. And when you refuse to submit to him, he will persecute you. He will inflict severe suffering upon you. That is what he is going to do to you. But you shouldn't panic if you are a true child of God. Do not panic. Our Lord will be with us. He will be with you. He has promised to be with us to the end. He has also promised not to allow trials that we cannot bear. He will surely intervene when that time comes. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 22, our Lord says that he will cut short the period of great tribulation for the sake of his elect, for the sake of his people. He will not allow the Antichrist to inflict severe suffering on his people for a long time. When his people suffers under the Antichrist for a short period of time, he will come quickly. He will intervene so that his people do not suffer for a long time. Christ will come and defeat the Antichrist. Let us see what verse 8b says. It says, whom the Lord Jesus will kill with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming. Christ will put to an end the works of the Antichrist. Christ will terminate the Antichrist and his program. He will kill him. And the killing may be both physical and spiritual. It is possible that Christ will kill him physically. But the killing that is inevitable is spiritual killing. It means Christ will punish him with everlasting death. He will be eternally separated from God. He will suffer in hell forever. He will be rendered useless. His activities will be brought to an end. The killing of the Antichrist will happen at the second coming of Christ. The Antichrist will do his work for a very short period of time. I don't know how long it will take, but the Bible says it will be short. A short period after the appearing of the Antichrist. Christ will come to end his work. When Christ comes, the people of God will be vindicated. Their suffering will come to an end. And the Antichrist and his followers will be judged. So the victory of the people of God is certain. It is very certain. But what will be the relationship between the Antichrist and Satan? Let us read verse 9 and 10. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. The Antichrist will come with the power of Satan. He is the servant of Satan. Satan will have complete control over him. Satan will work in and through him. He will enable him to display power and to perform signs and wonders. He will be a miracle worker, but he will perform those miracles by the power of Satan. It will not be power from God. It will be power from Satan. But the purpose of his miracles will not be to help people. He will not perform these miracles in order to help people. He will display power and perform miracles not because he desires to help people, but because he desires to deceive them. His aim will be to attract people to himself and to make people follow him and worship him. The aim will be to dethrone God and enthrone himself. He will seek to make people forget the true God and consider him as the true God. That will be the aim of his miracles. And many people will be deceived. Many people will follow him. Many will worship him. And the people who will be deceived, as we are told in verse 10, are those who are perishing. Those who are perishing are those who refuse to love the truth and be saved. Those who reject the gospel. Those who refuse to put their trust in Christ and repent from their sins. Those who don't hold fast to the apostolic teachings. Those who are who do not hold fast to what the Bible teaches, those are the ones who will be deceived by the Antichrist. So if you have not yet believed in Christ, you are probably a candidate of hell. You are a probable follower of the man of lawlessness. When he comes, he will deceive you with signs and wonders, and you will follow him. Most people who are deceived by false prophets and false teachers, and those who perform miracles even today, are those who refuse to love the truth of God's word. Some of them claim to be Christians, but they reject part of God's word. They reject the truth of God's word. They don't hold fast to the apostolic teachings. They are not interested in having personal relationship with Christ. Their major preoccupation, their major concern is good fortune. Their major concern is wealth, amassing wealth. Their major concern is health and pleasure and so on. They don't think much about being reconciled to God. They don't think about pleasing and glorifying God. They mainly think about how they can satisfy their sinful appetites. They mainly think of the here and now instead of thinking about eternity. So if you are one of them, my dear friend, there is good news for you. It is not yet too late for you. You can still attain salvation. And that salvation is free of charge. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to pay for it. What you need to do is to put your trust in Jesus Christ and to repent from your sins. If you don't believe in Christ, you will be a follower of the man of lawlessness when he comes, when he appears. And as a follower of the Antichrist, you will perish with him. So don't delay. Call upon Christ before it is too late. Hear what will happen to those who will repeatedly reject the gospel. Let us read verse 11 and 12. It says here, therefore, God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false, in order that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The Bible tells us here that God will harden the heart of those who repeatedly reject the gospel so that they believe the lies of Satan and perish. And God will not be unfair by hardening your heart, because he will have called you and warned yourself several times. He would have been patient with you. So his judgment will be just and fair. Don't say that I didn't hear. You have heard the gospel several times. God has been calling you. Come to me. Believe in Jesus Christ. Repent from your sins. But you have been hardening your heart. You have been rejecting God's call. So when you repeatedly reject his call, he will harden your heart so that you do not believe in Jesus Christ and perish. So my dear friend, this is the time for salvation. God is still calling you now. He is warning you. He is telling you what will happen if you don't believe in Jesus Christ. And he's telling you what will happen if you believe in Jesus Christ. So you will not have any excuse. You will not say, I didn't hear. He didn't tell me. God has been calling you, my dear friend. This is the time. Respond positively to the call of God. Believe in Jesus Christ and repent from your sins. And for you who claim to be a Christian, but you don't love the Word of God, you reject the truth of God's Word, God is also warning you. He is calling you. He's telling you, my dear friend, put your trust in Jesus Christ. Rely and depend upon Him. Hold fast to the apostolic teachings. Don't heed to the lies of the enemy, the lies of Satan. Don't follow false teachers and false prophets. Come out of apostate churches. God is calling you. God is warning you. He's telling you that the time of judgment is coming soon. So come out of that, my dear friend. The time is coming when God will cease to call you. He will stop calling you and warning you. He will rather harden your heart so that you don't believe in Jesus Christ and perish. So, my dear friend, don't take this for granted. Don't take God's patience with you for granted. And don't think that you have time. Tomorrow might be too late for you. This is the time. And all the signs are showing us that soon the Antichrist, the man of lawlessness, will appear upon the scene and he will deceive many. And if you are not in Christ, he will deceive you. And if you do not love the truth of God's word, he will deceive you and you will perish with him. So, my dear friend, what has been holding the Antichrist back? What has been restraining him has been the rule of law, the law and order in our societies. But we are all witnesses of the disappearance of the basic structure of law and order. We are seeing anarchy in our societies. The law and order is disappearing in our families, in our society. We are seeing injustice everywhere. Fake trials, false confessions. We are seeing all these things around us. We see how people are rioting anyhow without following the law and order of society. We see how people are destroying things with impunity. People are looting, destroying infrastructures with impunity. And this is growing day by day. It is increasing day by day. And this is showing us that the man of lawlessness will appear soon. Because what has been restraining him is disappearing, is being removed. And when he comes, this man of lawlessness, he will deceive many. He will perform miracles. He will do wonders. Because he will have the power of Satan. And many people will follow him. Many people will believe that he is the true God. So, my dear friends, This is a warning to us. God is warning us so that we do not perish together with the man of lawlessness when Jesus Christ comes again. So, my dear friend, do you love the truth of God's word? Are you in Christ Jesus? If you are not, this is the time. Believe in Jesus Christ and repent from your sins. The Antichrist is on his way. He will soon appear upon the scene. He will be soon revealed. And he may come in our lifetime. And if he comes in our lifetime, there are only two possibilities. Whether we will be deceived by him and follow him and perish with him, or we will reject him and face severe persecution. But our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will intervene. He will come for our rescue. He will come to rescue us. He will come to save us from the hand of the Antichrist. So, my dear friend, let us hold fast to the apostolic teachings. Let us trust our Savior, Jesus Christ, and let us live for him. Soon he is coming to judge this world. Let us pray. Our dear Father and our God in heaven, we thank you, O Lord, for the word we have heard. We thank you to know that the Antichrist is coming soon. And we pray, O Lord, that we will be prepared to face him. That when he comes, we'll reject him and endure all the sufferings that he will inflict on us. May you help us, O Lord, to love your word, the truth of your word. For that is the only way we can be well prepared to face this man of lawlessness. May you also help us, O Lord, to distance ourselves with all the lawlessness that is happening in this world. Help us, O Lord, to continue keeping the law and order in our homes, in our society, wherever we are, at our workplaces, in school, and everywhere. We pray this, O Lord, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm.